This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Well, good morning. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Show, and Alan Ellis, he's kind of stepped out of the studio for a while. So he should be getting back in here just momentarily. So his lovely voice will be gracing the studio here in just a matter of minutes. So,
okay.
There we go.
I'm on.
Exactly.
We're on. I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Well, thanks, Chris, for the introduction. I appreciate that. Thanks for the wake-up call.
I didn't realize until I looked over.
Well, I didn't realize it either because I was out cold. So welcome aboard, everybody. Goodness gracious. Just go from sleep to on. No music, no nothing. I didn't hear anything.
Nope,
of course, I have the speaker in here turned down, so, you know, napping and... Well, okay, so I went from zombie to...
Alive.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we are talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Pretty day out there. Had a little rain here in the Baltimore area, it looks like, when I got here, but nothing on the shore that I could see. It was really pretty coming across the bridge, a beautiful, nearly full moon, and so hopefully the fishing will be good today if you're out there. A little slow start to the season last week.
Mm-hmm.
Fish are still spawning in the rivers, and, you know, they're just doing their thing, and they're making their way back down. And so we did hear about a little activity over the past couple of days down in the Mid-Bay, down Chesapeake Beach area. But if you've been out there, we'd like to hear a fishing report from you, whether you've been trout fishing, perch fishing, or any other kind of fishing you've done. Wow. You know, I was out for almost half hour. I mean, dead out. I didn't hear a single thing.
And I was so busy, I didn't even take a look. All of a sudden,
were.
I just looked
yeah,
up. The music's coming to an end, and I looked up and
I think I did turn around to say something to you in the microphone at one point, but that was far, far
you were gone
away and a long time ago. Yeah. My goodness. Well, we're certainly entertaining your phone calls here, too, at 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'd love to have you join us, that's for sure. Robin's not here today. We got some stuff planned for a little later, and she'll be hopefully back next week. But she's holding down the home fires for a little bit. So, wow. Show prep just went right out of my head because there wasn't any.
Don't believe it. There's always show prep.
You know,
you're just being.
I live show prep.
You're humble.
I live show prep.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything I do is show prep. So, hearing a few reports from the field. Well, I'll tell you what. Last Saturday and Sunday, you remember Marcia Pradines that was here? Oh, a couple months ago. She's the Chesapeake Region Manager for the National Wildlife Refuges, both Eastern Neck and Blackwater. And she talked about a first-shot mentored turkey hunting program. And that was last weekend. There were, I think, 17 spots available. 64 people applied. And thanks to Russ Leith and the Maryland chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and Marcia Pradines and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But the mentored hunt went well. We're going to be running an article about it in the quarterly. And it turns out that there were a handful of hunters. Four were actually successful. Some first-time hunters, some veterans, some disabled, some, you know, some people that had never shot a turkey before. And they all got together, and Saturday was orientation, shotgun patterning and that type of thing, and then Sunday was the actual hunt. And it looks to me like everybody just had a bang-up great time at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. So we'll be talking about that a little bit. We'll be talking about their hunting program. They're coming up here. You know, it's a great hunting program on Blackwater for both whitetail and sika deer, and their hunt program is excellent. So we've got that. If you'd like to read more about it, though, of course, Friends of Blackwater is the support mechanism there for the National Wildlife Refuge in Dorchester County. So I just got a text from Robin. I'm sure she's as surprised as I am. Let's see. Well, good morning, Chris. Great job. Yeah, she's laughing.
Sorry. Morning, Robin.
I mean, I didn't hear anything till. Yeah, I know. Until I heard your introduction. So, did I miss anything, really? Okay. So anyway, that went on last weekend. Of course, the big rockfish opener, the turkey season went well for those folks. I think four turkeys were taken. And again, we'll have a big shout out to the Wild Turkey Federation and others who were helpful with that. And then let's see what happened this week. Well, it rained a little bit. We didn't get much done. What day did we do something? Oh, yeah, Friday morning yesterday. Bill Miles and I attended a breakfast buffet for one of the champions of hunting in the General Assembly, Johnny Ray Salling, and that's on the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page. Very interesting. And there was a speaker by the name of David Bossie, who was the Trump assistant campaign manager or deputy campaign manager, and he spoke for a little bit. Very interesting. He, the guy's a hunter, and you know, he had some interesting comments for us. So, oh look, you want to put this caller on the air there, Chris, or what do we want to do here? What do you think? Should we take this call? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good job. Perfect intro.
I'll tell you what, I was
Chris.
Out. Chris did a nice job.
He did a wonderful job. Sounded really good on the air.
Yeah, he's a talented guy, no question about it. And I mean, I was out. I heard him, and all I heard was Alan. And I went, I looked at the clock. It was 5:08, and I just hit the microphone, and here we are. So.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought you were in the bathroom.
Well, you know, I wasn't. I was in dreamland. Dreamland. Well, so, but you're up early this morning. I thought you'd be sleeping in a little bit.
I was. Your dog decided it was time to go out.
That's the second time this morning.
Well, she decided she wanted to go for a walkabout.
I guess she did. So, pretty morning out. Did you go out?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with him right now. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful day. Yeah, it looked like it had quite a few showers over here in the Baltimore area, but down there it's gorgeous. So
that's beautiful. I mean, the sun's just starting to, you know, lighten the sky, and birds are singing, and everybody's happy.
The birds are singing, and everybody's happy, huh? Sounds like you're doing pretty well this morning yourself, too. So
yeah, great mood.
Uneventful ride. So
that's good.
Got here safe.
Make it uneventful coming home.
Yeah, that's what I want. No problems, no issues, no stuff. So, well, thanks for checking in, sweetie.
My pleasure. I think I'm riding with you next week to be your alarm clock. So.
Oh, yeah, the alarm. Well, yeah.
No, I'll be
getting here was easy. Crashing once I got here was. I've been here what 45 minutes or something like that. Yeah. So we got some stuff done and.
Out like a light.
Out like a light. I mean, out. So it was good. All right.
Well, y'all have a great morning.
Thanks.
Stay awake.
See you soon. Yep.
And I'll see y'all next week.
Yep. Thanks, babe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's a wonderful woman right there. No question about that. My wife, Robin. She didn't wake me up.
How did you get up this morning before you took the drive?
Alarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she was out.
She was out, yeah. I fed the dog and took the dog out at 2:30 and headed up here. Stopped for coffee, and I guess the dog got up again and needed to go out again. That's okay. Maisie's old. She's...
I was going to say, how old is she?
13.
Wow.
Yeah, she's an Eastern Shoreman. She's back where we got her in 2005, back in Talbot County.
She's home.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So let's get to it here. So I got an interesting email the other day from the, let's see, where are we? Let me find it here real quick. Last Sunday. That's Monday. There we are. Okay, it was an invitation to an NRP event, which is coming up. And what is it? Oh, the 150th anniversary at Sandy Point State Park on May 12th. The police vessels will be there, the Natural One helicopter, the canine and tactical boat demonstrations will be going on, a display showcasing 150-year history, boat building activity for kids, the Coast Guard, the Maryland State Police, Maryland Transit Authority Police, Anne Arundel Fire and Rescue, Baltimore County Marine, and many others. And there'll be some food trucks on site at Sandy Point on May 12th. It's free admission to everybody celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Maryland Natural Resources Police. And it's quite a history. It's online if you want to read it. Started with the Oyster Wars 150 years ago. And this came from Candace Thompson, who's the public information officer from Maryland Natural Resources Police. Along with that, there was a note that said, "Hope all is well. We got another $7,000 in restitution last week from a Talbot District Court judge." And I was interesting. I said, "Okay, what was that all about?" And she said it was on her latest release, which I hadn't seen, news release. So we've got that. It's dated April 20th, last Friday. I don't know if you follow the news releases, the press releases from DNR or not. Many of you may or may not know this, but this is the kind of like the police blotter here for Maryland Natural Resources Police. Seven men in Washington and Frederick counties were charged this week at the start of the spring wild turkey season with illegal hunting with the use of bait. And as it happens every year, people decide that they can take advantage of turkeys by putting out corn and other grains and, baiting turkeys into to the gun, which is illegal. So Maryland Natural Resources Police officers fanned out before the season opened to locate illegal bait, mostly corn, left near the hunting blinds. They returned before dawn on Wednesday to issue citations to those occupying the sites. The maximum fine for hunting over bait is $1,500. Larry Eric Kessler, 40 years old, of Clear Spring, and Cameron Patrick Pressman, 28, of Ellerslie, were found at 6 a.m. about 110 yards from a bait pile at Elgert's Hunt Club in Hancock, and about 10 yards from a turkey decoy. Each man was armed with a 12-gauge shotgun pointed in the direction of the bait pile, which measures 20 yards by 20 yards. What they do is they go out and they scatter grain and just take it out there and they scatter it and think that it's going to, soak down in the ground or something, or the turkeys are going to eat it and come back to it and so forth. And you use various types of things like buckwheat or, corn is pretty blatant. But about a half hour later, officers charged David Lauren Pittman, 61, of Hancock, after officers saw him walking with a shotgun towards a baited area. They watched Pittman spread sunflower seeds on the ground next to a feeder, place a turkey decoy next to the bait, and then enter a box blind. All three men are scheduled to appear in Washington County District Court on July 10th. About 7:30 a.m., officers on surveillance near a baited area and a pop-up blind in Hancock stopped Jerry Allen Wahlberg, 39, of Smithsburg. He acknowledged placing cracked corn and decoys at two locations for friends. Wahlberg received a citation, and each friend received a written warning. Wahlberg is scheduled to appear in Washington District Court June 14th. No mention of Jenny McCarthy. Different Wahlberg, probably. Also, 7:30 a.m., officers charged Robert James Rush, 56, and Robert James Rush, Jr., 27, both of Greencastle, Pennsylvania, for hunting a baited area off Winchester Road in Hagerstown. They have a July 10th hearing date in a Washington County District Court. And in Frederick County, Paul Edward Eiler, 37, of Emmitsburg, was issued a citation after an officer watched him enter a blind after setting up decoy turkeys over an area previously baited with corn. Eiler's due in Frederick County District Court on June 14th. So these are guys out there trying to take advantage of turkeys by baiting them. You know, turkey hunting, from what I understand, is noble and difficult to do. And bait is a shortcut. And it's, you know, it shows a lack of skill and a lack of respect for the resource. The object of turkey hunting is to pit your skills against the gobbler and make him do something that is not in his nature to do. Okay? The way it works is the male turkey this time of the year, when he's ready to breed with the hens, he'll set out a gobble, which tends to run the hens to him. He's calling his harem to him. The object of turkey hunting is to make that turkey go against nature by imitating a hen and having him come to you where you're waiting.
Gentle persuasion.
Gentle persuasion of the sensual nature. Okay? So you're causing that turkey, because you're hidden and you're enticing him with purrs and clucks and
playing with his hormones.
Yeah. Playing on his emotions, playing to his base nature. You got him thinking with the wrong head. Having him come to you. Whereas you put turkey bait out there, and it's like, well, there's a turkey bang. What is your accomplishment? What is your sense of self when you cheat like that?
Obviously none, because they
apparently
didn't.
Not. No ethics.
Nope.
You know? I mean, do you get the adulation of your peers because you killed a turkey?
Lack of intestinal fortitude.
I think it's a bigger lack than that.
Well,
guts is one thing, but this is just taking advantage of a dumb animal. I mean, come on, how hard is it?
I thought turkeys were extremely smart.
Turkeys have the brain the size of a ping pong ball or less.
Yeah, but I mean.
They're very wary.
There you go.
Okay. They're very cautious. They're very alert because of their nature as a prey species. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a big bird, and they're I don't know how smart they are.
Well, I mean, remember, you're walking into their world.
That's true.
And therefore, you're on their turf, so they have a little bit of an advantage. Not much.
Yeah, and then isn't that part of the fun?
Exactly.
See, I've never killed one. I've had fun talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never killed one. Never had one come in close enough where I could actually. Well, I have, and I've always screwed up somehow, and I have alerted the turkey, and because of their wary nature, mm-hmm. you know, they've eluded me.
Mm-hmm.
But to bait them is just
no.
You know, now deer, on the other hand. Deer can be baited as well. I've hunted deer over bait. I've hunted deer because of bait. Okay? But I eat those deer that come to the bait. And in some cases, that's the only way, because of the terrain, to be able to hunt. I'm talking about sika deer primarily.
Okay.
Whitetails, I don't like to hunt over bait. I really don't. My sights in Cecil County and so forth, in the past, some of them have had a corn pile. But, you know, what comes into the corn pile mostly does,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just prefer to let nature take its course in that. I'll sit in a deer stand all day, not see a deer, or wait for the natural movement of the deer, you know. I don't need corn to enhance my hunting experience, or bait to enhance my hunting experience. I like to fool them with scent. I'll mess with scent from time to time, you know, as an attractant or something like that, or even as a cover scent to hide my scent. But, you know, turkeys...
To use food. I mean, that's...
To use food on birds of any kind. And I'm talking doves, yeah. Turkeys, geese, ducks, nah.
No. It's cheating.
It is. In that case, it is. So, all right. There's Captain Don, who's listening in Fall River, Massachusetts. John's saying, hey, and I'll get to those emails in just a minute. But, by the way, I stopped at Chesapeake Outdoors yesterday. They apparently have got enough help that they don't need me to promote the Help Wanted again. So they are rocking and rolling for rockfish, no question about it. They've got the custom planer boards and lines and flags and the information on how to troll with a planer board. They'll help you get set up if you want to try that aspect of it. We saw somebody trolling with planer boards come across Bay Bridge the other day. They weren't coming across the Bay Bridge trolling planer boards. We were driving across the Bay Bridge and observed the boat with the planer boards trolling on the south side of the bridge. Interesting technique. Get the baits out away from the boat, you know, and that tie and out of the prop wash. So they can help you with that. All the trolling baits. You got to go in and see all the trolling baits, all the habanero custom baits, the custom bucktails, the parachutes, the umbrellas, the trolling rigs. They've got it all. I mean, rods and reels. They can redo your line and everything else. Everything you need for any type of fishing. I was looking for some bass fishing tackle there yesterday and able to find a couple things for bass and panfish and so forth. Live bait, frozen bait. Yeti coolers, huge selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses, huge. And even the turkey camo, turkey decoys, and turkey ammo as well, so and turkey calls. So it's all there at Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, right there on Kent Island, exit 39B, which is Dominion Road, Kent Island, route right off Route 50, that phone number, 410-604-2500. Stop by the shop. You ought to see it sometime. If you've not been there, you'll get yourself to go in and take a look at the giant selection of everything for fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, I stopped by Bay Country Bakery this week. And I didn't tell Robin, but I got a maple donut. She knows now, apparently, and a cup of coffee. And, you know, they have a great breakfast, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. The place was pretty full all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies. I'm telling you, those oatmeal cookies looked spectacular. Might have to get some of those. Anyway, breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food, you know, chain store drive-thrus for coffee when I'm on Route 50 headed to the marsh or I'm going fishing down that way. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the front. There's one right on top, too. Big chocolate-covered donut with sprinkles on it, kind of their slogan. You know, and from 11 to 2, you can grab a nice lunch in there, too. So Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. You know, they do. We picked them for our wedding cake reception. You had some of that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was delicious.
There you go. Another country heard from. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, if you like gardening, if you enjoy gardening, I'd like to recommend Papa John's Farm, owned by the Schillinger family there in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouse, you know what happened?
That's easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. Well, my tongue got caught in my eye tooth, and I couldn't see what I was saying.
There you go.
So Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials, of course, by the pot, bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets also, too, as well. Colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, and they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, and herbs. Do you know I use the word two? Three times when I wrote this script. Two.
Well,
they have a lot of stuff, so, you know, you just keep saying, and have that, too.
There you go. Well, I'll say
it. But I just noticed it.
Okay. It's time for a revision.
Yeah, I gotta redo it. Well, I just noticed that. So, anyway, Papa John's Farm is, I wrote this script like, how long have we been doing Papa John's? Probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call them at 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or church. And you know what? Mother's Day is coming soon. 2 weeks, May 13th. Call 410-969-5909. 969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a rebel knows too. Searching for a place where he made his boot.
What, white lightning?
Looking, trying to bug him, but my Pappy.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's just what I need, something to put me out.
That's what I'm saying, you can't have any.
Captain Don's listening in Fall River, Mass. He wanted to know if they finalized the regulation for the stripes. Yes, we did. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Awake.
Yeah, that was a rough start for the show.
Well, you know, Chris handled it perfectly, and I chimed in when I woke up. Huh?
Yep.
So.
Well, I just calling in real quick before I head out to the turkey blind.
Well, good. Enjoy your day out there, indeed.
Yeah, well, I'm up in Emmitsburg, and it's foggier than fall up here.
Yeah.
I only see about a couple hundred yards ahead.
Well, you know what? That's good for turkey hunting because then you're not, you know, looking all around for the bird. You can kind of hear where they're coming from. And, you know, when you see them, they're probably going to be in range.
Yeah. So, that's the way it is.
Indeed.
It is.
Yep. So, yep. Well, yeah, I saw your trail camera stuff. You had just about everything on there but a mountain lion. I mean, you had bears and coyotes and squirrels and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, when I took those pictures on the one camera, it was in the beginning of March, there was a couple bucks were still carrying their antlers.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. So, yeah, they, for some reason, they've come off late this year, you know, and I don't know what, I mean, it's all hormonal. So, to me, that indicates a late rut, you know, that the rut was later than what we thought it was. But,
You know, who knows about how these animals are reacting? I mean, weather is definitely a factor. I mean, photo period's a factor. There's some things that there's some people that say, well, moon phase isn't a factor. No, moon phase isn't a factor, but I do believe in the effect of the sol-lunar table. I do believe in the effect of the moon on the tides and the feeding patterns of animals and things like that, you know, so.
And I have a group of four doe, and every one of them was pregnant.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, well, that's true, too, so.
So it'll be interesting when they drop it.
Yep, it will be. So if they're, they could be early. You never know. Oh, I saw a deer hit on the beltway today between, on the inner loop between, 795 and Reisterstown Road. So, you know, they're moving. I mean, I don't know if they're moving to get ready to place those fawns, the early fawns or not, you know, looking for places to hide them or whatever they do, but, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about, fawn behavior and doe behavior. You know, when the fawning season gets here. Got a note from Dawn up in Garrett County. She said, I know it's a late spring, but we haven't seen any bears yet. And she's usually telling me about these bears that roam her property up there. And so I don't know what's going on with that either. So.
Well, they're awake in Frederick.
Apparently so. Yeah, apparently so.
It bears looking healthy, too. It's been getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger, yeah. I keep putting a permit, you know, putting in for the permit. So.
Yeah, well, Bob and I do that.
Every year.
Every year. So yeah. Hopefully one of us will get pulled one of these years.
Yeah, well, that Route 15 corridor, there's a lot of bears on there. There's a lot of bears in Thurmont. Frederick County's going to come alive here as a bear territory here real soon. You know?
Well, plus I'm almost on the Pennsylvania line.
Sure,
so got some bear from Pennsylvania too.
Yeah, so. And they do migrate. I mean that whole valley over there in Clear Spring. It's like a super highway for bears between, you know, West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. And you know, you got these young cubs coming down from Pennsylvania, you know, and they're going downhill the whole way, you know, and they'll get into Maryland and they'll go west or they'll go east or, you know, they'll go all the way down into West Virginia. I mean, that's the June bear migration, you know, when mom kicks the 2-year-old males out of the den and off on their own they go. I mean, they just roam everywhere. So, you know. It's
all right. Well, I'll talk to you.
All right, buddy. Get out there. Get yourself a turkey. Send me a picture.
Yeah, I'm like you. I haven't shot one yet, so hopefully this will be the year.
Nah, good luck. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, on Friday, May 11th at 6 o'clock, the Eastern Assembly of God at 7923 Wise Avenue in Dundalk is hosting an event called the Sportsman's Gathering and Expo with Steve Chapman. Now, Steve Chapman, you ought to read about that guy. Christian Hunter, he's written a couple of books, and he's going to be right here in Maryland, Dundalk, at the Eastern Assembly of God on Friday night, May 11th. So if you'd like to go, we're going to give two tickets away this hour. Well, I mean this show, okay? You okay with that, Chris? So if you'd like to attend, we'll give away two tickets. Why don't you call in, leave your name and number with Chris? And at the end of the show, we'll give a couple tickets away. Here's the rules. Call in, give your name and number to Chris. Okay. Go on the air with me and you don't have to say anything profound. You just have to say hi. It's same rules as the muzzleloader deal. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to go see Steve Chapman, the tickets are $14 a piece, so we're giving away two $14 tickets here, and that's from our buddy Camo Preacher. So we're going to do that, and that's how that works. How's that, Russ? Good with that? And once the person wins, we'll get their address, and I guess they can mail tickets or do a will call or something, but we'll figure it out. It's sponsored by the E-Men's Ministry over there. And I went last year. What a great time. I mean, you know, great time, fellowship, friendship, good food, lots of things to see and do. They give away a lot of raffle prizes and things like that. So You can check that all out, all to support the E-Men's ministry at the Sportsman's Gathering and Expo there at the Eastern Assembly of God in Dundalk next week. So there you go. All right. Hope you can make it there. We plan on being there. Right, Robin? We'll just come up Friday, and I don't think there's anything else in the way. I don't think there's anything else on the calendar. Let me look here. Check my busy social calendar. Nope. May 11th is open, so we'll be there and have some fun and fellowship with the folks over there at the Dundalk Eastern Assembly of God. Great bunch of folks. And we know a few people there. When I was there last year, I reconnected with people like George Malone that I went bow fishing, carp fishing with. He was the former president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and Blazing Bear, Mr. Groves, yep, and his son. So they were all there. Tracy Groves, dad. Everybody knows Tracy, so. We need a phone call. Or, let's see. Let's continue on with the police blotter. Two Talbot County men are scheduled to appear in district court May 17th on charges that they poached wild turkeys during the 2017 spring season. An investigation found that on April 15th, 2017, Junior Hunt Day, Jesse Aaron Gottlieb, 36, of Bozeman, accompanied two junior hunters and allowed one of them to attempt to harvest a second turkey. Gottlieb failed to report the harvest to Maryland Department of Natural Resources and allowed one of the juveniles to hunt without a license. Stellar individual. On April 20, 2017, William Kenneth Adams III, 35, of St. Michael's, and Gottlieb, same dude, were hunting together when Adams shot two turkeys. Adams reported one, and Gottlieb falsely reported the other to the department. The investigation found that Adams also failed to report the harvest of a white-tailed deer to the state. Gottlieb is charged with two counts of aiding and abetting the illegal taking of turkeys, aiding and abetting the failure to report a turkey harvest, knowingly reporting false information to the state, and aiding and abetting a junior hunter without a license. The maximum fines total $7,500. Adams is charged with exceeding the daily bag limit of wild turkeys, failing to report the deer harvest, and the maximum fines total is $3,000. So, there you go. How about that? Oh, there we go. Another email from John. Yeah. I can relate there, buddy. We're waiting for a couple calls here. Paul in Ferndale, and somebody's standing by. I'm getting texts. Yeah, you're welcome, Russ. And I'm getting texts from people and messages on Facebook from people. And my goodness. Oh, Robin. Oh, we did fire the grill up this past week. Let me tell you what we made. We talked to a guy from Easton, a friend of Robin's, who was bitten by a tick last year. He wasn't in the woods. He was doing lawn work, and he was bitten by a tick. And immediately picked the tick off. Tick was only on him for a couple hours. Picked the tick off and thought nothing more about it. Day or so later, he got a big red welt at the site of the bite. And for some time after that, everything was fine. He didn't think any more of it, but he woke up and he had hives. Woke up one night with hives. And, you know, took a Benadryl or something, you know, and then it happened again. And he went to the doctor and, you know, he prescribed this allergy medicine, and it happened again and couldn't figure it out. And he had really one bad outbreak, and his doctor said, you need to go to an allergist. So he went to an allergist there in Easton, and he did a blood test, and he found out that some of his enzymes were out of whack. And he asked him if he'd been bitten by a tick, and he said, yeah, why? He said, well, these are the enzymes in your body that react to you know, certain things in your diet, especially red meat. He found out he became, through a tick bite, allergic to red meat and pork. And that's what was causing the anaphylaxis. He would eat, you know, he'd eat something for dinner, you know, steaks on the grill, mm-hmm. go to bed. A few hours later, wake up and, yeah.
Can't breathe.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, the hives and everything mm-hmm. else. So he's stopped eating red meat and can't eat deer meat. He loves deer meat. So we're gonna write about that. I can't think of the particular allergy right now, but very interesting conversation with the guy. We took him out to dinner, and you know,
fish and chicken.
We had chicken, yeah.
Yep,
we had chicken. So, but it was fun. It was fun talking to the guy, and so we're going to do some research on that. So just be careful out there. By the way, it only comes from the bite of a lone star tick, the nymph of a lone star tick. So it'll look like a little tiny deer tick on you. Okay, when a lone star tick gets mature, it gets a white spot on its back. The females do, and that's why they call it the lone star tick. But they're here prevalent in Maryland, and they also spread Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Double dose of fun.
Yeah, tick-borne. Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. Where have you been?
Oh, busy doing the sign thing.
I got it.
Yeah, I heard you mention me and Natalie on the radio last week.
Yeah, we hadn't heard from you in a long time, so.
Yeah, we've just been really busy, and then Natalie said to me this morning, "Dad, are you going to, you know, listen to the outdoor show?" And I was like, "Yep, we'll do it."
There you go. Good. All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. I hope you win some tickets.
I hope so, too. I just want to tell you something else real quick. We just passed. We were on Telegraph Road by 32, and we passed about 10 deer running across the field.
Man.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Careful out there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Say hello to Robin. I know she's not there, but hello, Robin.
Yep, she heard you. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
See you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Brian and Glen Burnie, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, you?
All right. Been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thanks.
Graveyard shift. Them power naps help.
It does. Boy, it was a 30-minute nap, and I'm wide awake. Of course, when you're called to duty right away and you got to wake up and go to work, I mean, you're there, so.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I was kind of hoping Robin would be there because a bunch of people bother me. I'm a big-time crappie fisher. I've been fishing every weekend since Christmas.
Okay.
And I cannot find Maryland's regulation on non-tidal crappie.
Really?
Yep. And the other question I have that a lot of people ask me, because I fish Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, I fish the Del Mar area.
Right.
In the morning, I will fish Maryland. In the afternoon, I will fish Delaware.
Right.
Maryland's creel limit's 15. Delaware's 25. Delaware has no possession. Maryland has 30. What's the limit?
What's the limit? 15 on a 15 on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah. What's your limit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be 15.
Yeah, it'd be 40. You know, if you fish Maryland and Delaware, my question is, have you ever been checked? Has your creel ever been checked for a number of crappie?
No, but right now I stop crappie fishing and go rock fishing.
Right.
And they always seem to want to check me when I put the boat back on the trailer. And if I go to Delaware, Maryland, catch my 15.
Right.
Go to lunch and then go to Delaware and catch 25 and put the boat on the trailer and go home. If I get stopped in Maryland, where am I at?
Do you have GPS on your phone?
Huh?
Do you have GPS on your phone?
No.
Okay. You know, the only thing I could tell you is, if you could do something with a picture on your phone where, you know, would date stamp it. You know,
right.
If you could take your picture in Maryland and with your crappies and then take your picture in Delaware, maybe you could say to the officer, look, I took a picture here in Maryland. Here I am leaving this morning at, you know, at 11:03 and there's the picture, you know, and then here I am in Delaware. So, you know, I've fished both places. I'm not trying to,
right.
I'm not, you know, I, That's the only thing I can think to verify it. If you know GPS, maybe you could have, maybe you could photo yourself, you know, do a selfie or something.
That's the I usually do that.
Well, there you go.
Pictures,
yeah.
I mean, usually I send them to you.
Yeah, I know. Got it. All right, Brian. Well,
hey, another question.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me this the other day. When did you stop blowing the horn for first-time callers?
That's not me.
Yeah, it was. Who was it?
Les Consolving.
Okay. Because somebody asked.
I never started blowing the horn for first-time callers.
And his was ringing the bell.
And his rang the bell. I don't know who.
That's what it was.
Yeah, ringing the bell. That was Les Consolving.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a great idea, but I didn't want to make it look like I was piggybacking on something that somebody else came up with.
Now we listen to you here at work every Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that.
Somebody heard you on the radio station. They asked me that, and I said, I don't know.
That's Les Consolving. Yep.
So. All righty.
Good man. Thanks, Brian. Where's work?
Yeah.
Where's work? No, where's work?
It's in Upper Marlboro.
Oh, you work in Upper Marlboro and you can hear us in Upper Marlboro. Good.
No, I can't. We can't get you on. I can get you.
Okay, you're confusing me.
I can get you on the radio all the way to Delaware, Maryland,
right.
Salisbury.
Right.
I cannot. Once I get through Crofton, I lose you.
Yep. Because the signal makes a left turn towards the Eastern Shore right about there.
Yeah. Then I have to put you on Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, brother. Well,
okay.
I don't know if we can solve your problem. Just
hoping Robin was there so she could do her little finger walking thing and look around, see if she sees anything.
Well, maybe she'll do it now. I mean, she's listening at home, so.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye. Ross, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Alan. I'm sort of a novice at not even a novice at turkey hunting.
Right.
Put me through 101. I assume it's with the shotgun.
Yeah.
But beyond that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're hard on a break here.
Okay.
We've got to get it in before. If you can hang on just a little bit, I wanted to go to you because I know we still have to do the break, okay?
Sure.
But it might even be after the news. So just stay on the line and we'll talk about that, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thanks. I'll tell Chris to put you on hold here.
Okay.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Okay. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, and they are busy right now because, of course, it's rockfish season. Bass fishing's getting ready to take off, and they are just jacked up busy with everybody going fishing. And, you know, some people, I guess, are going crabbing a little bit, but it's a little bit cold. But, you know, even the commercial guys are saying that the water's a little bit cold for crabbing. But when that breaks loose and we get some warm weather, they have everything you could need for crabbing, too. I mean, the crab traps, the pots, the trot lines, the bait. But right now for fishing, they've got the live bait. They've got the frozen bait. They've got, you know, the blood worms and the grass shrimp and the minnows and the night crawlers and all that. Got your fishing license there, too. They've got all the terminal tackle you need, the right selection of hooks and weights and bobbers and so forth. But if you're going for rockfish, they've got the trolling combos. They can respool your line. They've got the pen reels, of course. They've got the Fluger and Shakespeare rods and reels, the ugly sticks, the St. Croix rods. All of that is available. They do a lot of winding of line onto your reels, a lot of line winding. I didn't know how I was going to say that quite, but they do that as well to re-spool your lines. They do rod and reel repair. So, you know, if you break a tip off, they can put a new one on. They can put a guide on. They can clean your reel. They can figure out what's wrong with it, new whatever. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Big warm-up in store next week for Baltimore and for much of the East Coast with upper-level high pressure taking over. We're talking about some mid-80s in the forecast by Wednesday and Thursday. Our temps this afternoon in the low 70s, low tonight down to 40 degrees. Cooler weather Sunday, sunshine, a high of only 55 degrees and upper 40s Sunday night. The warm-up starts Monday, Tuesday with sunshine and highs in the 60s and 70s. See some mid-80s by Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bed liners. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, there's the music. Ross, you will have to wait till the next hour. Hey, we got a very special person listening to the show, Betty Panabaker from over in Dundalk in East Baltimore area, very famous taxidermist and crabber over there. Her and Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Plumbing, who will be at the E-Men's event. Just wanted to say hi. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe.